My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Pharaoh Sanders. Pharaoh Sanders, born in Arkansas in 1940, began to play with the saxophonist John Coltrane and began to create these incredible sheets of sound that, with Pharaoh's saxophone and with Coltrane's saxophone, sort of overwhelmed a particular moment in spiritual musical offering. Another great saxophone player named Albert Eiler said about John Coltrane, Pharaoh Sanders, and himself. He said that John Coltrane was the father, Pharaoh Sanders was the son, and Albert Eiler was the Holy Ghost. What does it mean to experiment with free jazz, with an overpowering of a moment, to get past the charts, or to get past the melodic sense of things, and to express your heart in an overflowing sensibility, something that transcends a moment and really stops the listener and demands that one hear the outpourings of one's soul? When Pharaoh Sanders began to bring together so many different tributaries of spiritual thought, he created for himself a movement that was larger than himself, allowing his instrument, his saxophone, to speak for not only the important issues of civil rights, the important issues of African-American unity. Also too, though, his music shaped a sense where both past and future could gather at the wellsprings of his sound and create a moment that neither was past or future, that was just eternally present. We can listen to him, perhaps painfully listen to him sometimes, and yet be reminded that when all is said and done, all we have is this moment. Whether it's a screech or a cry or our still small voice, inspired by Pharaoh Sanders, we set ourselves up and we play. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.